Saramdi listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Nilayam, giving you a live broadcast in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now, it's now time for us to come back to the studios for the first segment of the evening session of this Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the recently started program, the Veda Jignasa. At the outset, we would all collectively offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet for giving us this opportunity, a chance to learn, to delve deep into the Vedic texts, the Veda mantras, and to worship Swami as the Veda Purusha himself. Swami has often told that the Vedas are the crest jewel of the Indian culture and tradition. They are the roots of the Indian culture. In this context, we have been trying to understand the basic techniques, the basic rules and regulations of how the Veda mantras are to be chanted. What are the basic mistakes that we commit while chanting the Veda mantras? What are the do's and don'ts of chanting Vedas? These were the few things that we had covered in the last few classes. And with Bhagwan's grace, we thought we would now step into the next phase, that is to understand the various mantras that we chant in the Sai Kulwant Hall in the divine presence of Swami, take up each mantra, chant the mantra, and then slowly try to understand the line by line meaning of the mantra, and then at the next level we shall try to incorporate the inner significance of the mantras that we chant, and how do we incorporate the essence of those mantras in our day-to-day life, day-to-day existence, so that we lead a happy, a blissful, and a divine life. In this regard, we thought we should start with the most auspicious, the most wanted God, our Lord Ganesha. As all of us know, we all chant the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham in the divine presence of our beloved Bhagwan. So we thought, why not we start with the Vigna Vinashaka, the Vignaharta, our dear Lord Ganesha, who removes all obstacles, so that from now on, whatever endeavor we take up in this Veda Jignasa will come fruitful and will come, we all will come out with flying colors, understanding the whatever little bit, the meanings, the depth, and the inner significance of the Veda mantras. So now, as a prelude to going into the depths of Ganapati Atharva Sirsham, in today's class, we shall first listen to the Ganapati Atharva Sirsha mantram, and then we shall try to learn the line by line meaning of the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham in today's class. In the next class, we shall try to go into the depth of the meaning. We'll take up line by line and then analyze and try to delve deeper into the meaning. So now, we shall listen to the chanting that was done by the students in Bhagwan's divine divine presence. So we shall listen to the Ganapati Atharva Sirsha mantram now.
Om Bhadram Karne Bhishrunuyama Deva Bhadram Pashye Makshabhirya Jatra Sthirai Rangai Stushtu Vagum Sastanu Bhim Vyashema Devahi Tanyadayu Swasti na Indro Vriddhashrava Swasti na Pusha Vishwaveda స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్షో అరిష్టనేమి స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. ఓం నమస్తే గణపతయే త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం తత్వమసి త్వమేవ కేవలం కర్తాసి
త్వమేవ కేవలం
ధర్తాసి త్వమేవ కేవలం హర్తాసి త్వమేవ సర్వం ఖల్విదం బ్రహ్మాసి త్వం సాక్షాదాత్మాసి నిత్యం ఋతం వచ్మి సత్యం వచ్మి అవత్వం మా అవవక్తారం అవశ్రోతారం అవదాతారం అవధాతారం అవానోచానమవశిష్యం అవపశ్చాత్తాత్ అవపురస్తాత్ అవోత్తరాత్తాత్ అవదక్షిణాత్తాత్ అవచోర్ధాత్తాత్ అవాధరాత్తాత్ సర్వతో మాం పాహి పాహి సమంతాత్ త్వం వాంగ్మయస్త్వం చిన్మయః త్వమానందమయస్త్వం బ్రహ్మమయః త్వం సచ్చిదానందాద్వితీయోసి త్వం ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి త్వం జ్ఞానమయో విజ్ఞానమయోసి సర్వం జగదిదం త్వత్తో జాయతే సర్వం జగదిదం త్వత్తస్తిష్ఠతి సర్వం జగదిదం త్వైలయమేష్యతి సర్వం జగదిదం త్వయి ప్రత్యేతి త్వం భూమిరాపో నలో నిలో నభః త్వం చత్వారి వాక్పదాని త్వం గుణత్రయాతీతః త్వం అవస్థాత్రయాతీతః త్వం దేహత్రయాతీతః త్వం కాలత్రయాతీతః త్వం మూలాధారస్థితోసి నిత్యం త్వం శక్తిత్రయాత్మకః త్వాం యోగినో ధ్యాయంతి నిత్యం త్వం బ్రహ్మా త్వం విష్ణుస్త్వం రుద్రస్త్వమింద్రస్త్వమగ్నిస్త్వం వాయుస్త్వం సూర్యస్త్వం చంద్రమాస్త్వం బ్రహ్మ భూర్భువః సువరోం గణాదీం పూర్వముచ్చార్య వర్ణాదీం సదనంతరం అనుస్వార పరతరః అర్ధేందులసితం తారేణ రుద్ధం ఏతత్తవ మనుస్వరూపం గకార పూర్వరూపం అకారో మధ్యమరూపం అనుస్వారశ్చాంత్యరూపం బిందురుత్తరరూపం నాదసంధానం సగుంహితాసంధి సైషా గణేశ విద్యా గణక ఋషి నిషద్గాయత్రీ ఛందః గణపతిర్దేవత ఓం గంగణపతయే నమః. ఏకదంతాయ విద్మహే వక్రతుండాయ ధీమహి తన్నో దంతి ప్రచోదయాత్. ఏకదంతం చతుర్హస్తం పాశమంకుశధారిణం రథం చ వరదం హస్తేర్భిభ్రాణం మూషకధ్వజం రక్తం లంబోదరం శూర్పకర్ణకం రక్తవాససం రక్తగంధానులిప్తాంగం రక్తపుష్పైః సుపూజితం భక్తానుకంపినం దేవం జగత్కారణమచ్యుతం ఆవిర్భూతం చ సృష్ట్యాదో ప్రకృతే పురుషాత్పరం एवं ध्यायति यो नित्यं स योगी योगिनामरः नमो भ्रातपतये नमो गणपतये नमः प्रमथपतये नमस्ते अस्तु लम्बोदरायैकदन्ताय विघ्ननाशिने शिवसुताय वरदमूर्तये नमः
So this was the chanting of the Ganapati Atharvashisham, that too, till only the Falashruti part. Now, we shall go into the basic meaning, the outline of the meaning of the mantram. In the name of Lord Ganesha, we start our reading of Ganapati Atharvashisham. Atharvana Rishi, who has had the darshan, direct experience of Lord Ganesha, has conveyed these in poetic form so that we can benefit from it. It is customary to invoke the name of Lord Ganesha before beginning any activity. The Atharvana Rishi states thus, Namaste Ganapataye Tvameva Pratyaksham Tattvamasi Tvameva Kevalam Kartasi Tvameva Kevalam Dhartasi त्वमेव केवलं हर्तासि त्वमेव सर्वं खल्विदं ब्रह्मासि त्वं साक्षादात्मासि नित्यम् ओम नमस्ते गणपतये ओ लॉर्ड गणेश त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं तत्वमसि आई पे माय डीप होमेज टू यू द लॉर्ड ऑफ द देवगण Tvameva kevalam kartasi. You are the first facet of the Brahma Tattva to arise. Tvameva kevalam dhartasi. You have alone created this entire universe. Tvameva kevalam hartasi. You alone can maintain this universe. Tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi. You are indeed the all-conquering Supreme Lord. Tvam sakshat atmasi nityam. Indeed, you are the Atma. Next lines go like this. Ritam vachmi, satyam vachmi. Speak noble facts. Speak the complete truth. Avatvam mam, avavaktaram avashrotaram avadataram avadhataram avanucha namavasishyam avapaschatat avapurastat avottaratat avadakshinatat avachordhvatat avadharatat sarvatomam pahi pahi samantat avatvam mam protect me avavaktaram protect the one who describes you avasrotaram protect all who hear about your characteristics and your glory avadataram protect me the disciples who are under tutelage avadhataram protect me from the obstacles which arise during whatever activity we undertake avanucha namavasishyam then from the east similarly protect me from the west avapaschatat avapurastat avottaratat avadakshinatat avachordhvatat avadharatat sarvatomam pahi pahi samantat protect me from the east from the west from the north from the south protect me from above and below protect me from all directions tvam vangmayastvam chinmayah tvam anandamayastvam brahmamayah tvam satchidanandadvitiyosi ತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸಿ ತ್ವಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯೋ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯೋಸಿ ತ್ವಂಬಾಂಗ್ಮಯಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಃ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಯಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್ ತ್ವಮಾನಂದಮಯಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮಯಃ ಯು ಆರ್ ದಿ ಜಾಯ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಮ್ಮಾರ್ಟಲ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ತ್ವಂ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ದ್ವಿತೀಯೋಸಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಅ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ನನ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ತ್ವಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯೋ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯೋಸಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸಟಲ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಗೋ ಆನ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ಜಗದಿದಂ ತ್ವತ್ತೋ ಜಾಯತೆ ಆಲ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಯು ಸರ್ವಂ ಜಗದಿದಂ ತ್ವತ್ತಸ್ತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ಆಲ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಸ್ಟೇನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಯು ಸರ್ವಂ ಜಗದಿದಂ ತ್ವಯಿ ಲಯಮೇಷ್ಯತಿ ಆಲ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಯು ಸರ್ವಂ ಜಗದಿದಂ ತ್ವಯಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯೇತಿ ಆಲ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಮರ್ಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಯು ತ್ವಂ ಭೂಮಿರಾಪೋ ನಲೋ ನಿಲೋ ನಭಃ ಯು ಅಲೋನ್ ಆರ್ ಅರ್ತ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಫೈರ್ ಏರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಥರ್ ತ್ವಂ ಚತ್ವಾರಿವ ಆಕ್ ಪದಾನಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೌಂಡ್ ತ್ವಂ ಗುಣತ್ರಯಾತೀತಃ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸತ್ವ ರಜಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ತಮೋ ಗುಣ ತ್ವಂ ದೇಹತ್ರಯಾತೀತಃ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ದ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ದಿ ಸಟಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸಲ್ ತ್ವಂ ಕಾಲತ್ರಯಾತೀತಃ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ತ್ವಂ ಅವಸ್ಥಾತ್ರಯಾತೀತಃ ಯು ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ರಿಸೈಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅವೇಕನ್ ದ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಡೀಪ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ತ್ವಂ ಮೂಲಾಧಾರ ಸ್ಥಿತೋಸಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಯು ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ರಿಸೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೂಲಾಧಾರ ಚಕ್ರ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ತ್ವಂ ಶಕ್ತಿತ್ರಯಾತ್ಮಕಃ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ಟ್ರಿನಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಪವರ್ ದ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟಿವ್ ಮೇಂಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಪವರ್ಸ್ ತ್ವಾಂ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಧ್ಯಾಯಂತಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸೇಜಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಯು ತ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ತ್ವಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಸ್ತ್ವಂ ರುದ್ರಸ್ತ್ವಮಿಂದ್ರಸ್ತ್ವಮ ಅಗ್ನಿಸ್ತ್ವಂ ವಾಯುಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಸೂರ್ಯಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಚಂದ್ರಮಾಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭೂರ್ಭುವಃ ಸುವರೋಂ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟರ್ ದಿ ಸಸ್ಟೇನರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಫೈರ್ ದ ಏರ್ ದ ಸನ್ ದ ಮೂನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಪರ್ವೇಡಿಂಗ್ ಗಣಾದಿಂ ಪೂರ್ವಮುಚ್ಚಾರ್ಯ ವರ್ಣಾದೀಂಸ್ತದನಂತರಂ ಅನುಸ್ವಾರ ಪರತರ ಅರ್ಧೇಂದುಲಸಿತಂ ತಾರೇಣ ರುದ್ಧಂ ಏತತ್ತವ ಮನುಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಗಕಾರ ಪೂರ್ವರೂಪಂ ಅಕಾರೋ ಮಧ್ಯಮ ರೂಪಂ ಅನುಸ್ವಾರಶ್ಚಾಂತ್ಯರೂಪಂ ಬಿಂದುರುತ್ತರ ರೂಪಂ ನಾದಸ್ಸಂಧಾನಂ ಸಗುಂಹಿತಾ ಸಂಧಿಃ ಸೈಷಾ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಗಣಕ ಋಷಿಃ ನಿತೃದ್ಗಾಯತ್ರೀ ಛಂದಃ ಗಣಪತಿರ್ದೇವತಾ ಓಂ ಗಂ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಕಾಸ್ಮಿಕ್ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಗಣೇಶ ಅಥರ್ವಣ ರಿಷಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ದಿ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮಂತ್ರ ವಿಚ್ ರಿವೀಲ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಗಣೇಶ ದ ಲೆಟರ್ ಗ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎನನ್ಶಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ನ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಪೊಟೆನ್ಶಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಆರ್ ಎನರ್ಜೈಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಣವ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಓಂಕಾರಂ This is the sacred mantra. In order to make it simpler, Atharvana Rishi presented the above in an easier fashion. Remember, that knowledge was transmitted just by listening. Ga is the first part, Na is the middle, and end is the followed by the Bindu, is conjoined with the foregoing, and all of them form the sacred word. This mantra is pronounced properly, if pronounced properly, has the power of revealing the divine Lord Ganesha. The sage who receives the mantra is Ganaka, and the meter is Mitrad Gayatri. The deity is Ganapati. Om Gam Ganapati, my salutations to you. Saying thus, the devotees should bow down to the Lord. Ekadantaya vidmahe vakratundaya dhimahi tanno dante prachodayat. Meditate on the single-tusked Lord with bent trunk. May He grant the knowledge and inspire all of us. Ekadantam chaturhastam pashamankushadharinam radancha varadam hastair bibhranam moshakadvajam raktan lambodharam shurpakarnakam raktavasasam raktagandhanuliptangam raktapushpai supujitam bhaktanukampinan devan jagatkaranamachyutam avirbhutam cha srushtyadav prakriteh purushatparam evam dhyayati yo nityam sayogi yoginam varaha. The saguna form of Lord Ganesha is presented in the above sloka. I salute the Lord with one tusk, who has four hands, upper right carrying the binding rope, upper left holding gourd, lower left carrying the broken tusk, and the lower right blesses us. The mouse on his banner is also his vehicle. He is blood red in color, pot bellied. He has elephant ears and wears red clothes. He is smeared with red sandalwood and decorated with red flowers. He is eternally blessed, eternally blessing his devotees, and was existing before even the cosmos came up. He is beyond Prakriti and Purusha, and is ever creating universes. One who meditates on Him constantly becomes a supreme yogi. This is Ganesha Gayatri, which is self-sufficient. Namo Vratapataye, Namo Ganapataye, Namo Pramatapataye, Namaste Astu Lambodara Ekadantaya Vignanashine Shivasutaya Varadamurtaye Namaha. Salutations to you, Lord of all deities, Ganas and all beings. Salutations to the post-bellied one with one tusk, who destroys all obstacles, son of Shiva, the divine Lord who grants boons. We bow to you, taking your name. This is the chanting of the mantra and the basic meaning of the mantra without the Falashruti, which starts Etadadharvasirshanyodhite sabrahmabhuyaya kalpate, the meaning of which we will be trying to delve in the next episode. With this, we come to an end to this week's Veda Jignasa. We request all the listeners, whoever is listening to this program, to take up the meaning of the Ganapati Adharvasirsham. Go through till whatever episode we have chanted till now. Try to look at the meaning and try to understand and try to go a little deeper into each of the lines that has been described by the meaning of the Ganapati Adharvasirsham. In the next class, we shall try to incorporate the inner significance of every line, the purport of this mantra and the application of that mantra to our day-to-day lives. We request, dear listeners, we would love to have your feedback, your ideas to take this Veda Jignasa program forward and in a more effective and a collaborated way. You can please do write in your feedback and your ideas to listener@radiosai.org, or you can WhatsApp them to 9393-258-258. Now it's time for us to get this episode to a close. We shall meet back again next week, same time with the Veda Jignasa program. And across this, we have Brother Bishu with the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Sai Ram, happy listening.